So there's a lot that could be said today. The readings are a lot. I'm not going to touch on them too much, but someone pointed out in our men's Bible study last Thursday a little irony, if you're following the Chosen episodes, and just the gospel. John, the apostle, was the one who was one of the sons of thunder because he hated the Samaritans, and at some point he asked that Jesus would allow them to call down lightning and thunder to curse the Samaritans who did not welcome him in that moment. And here you see, fast forward, after the risen Jesus, after the resurrection, it's John, who's one of the apostles, to go to Samaria and bring them the fullness of the gospel, calling out down the Holy Spirit upon them. So just that kind of irony in how God chooses those he sends out and what he asks them to do. Addison is receiving her first Holy Communion today. It's a big deal. So I asked her if she would prepare a 20-minute speech for you all, right? Addison, when you give them a speech? No, no. Okay, well, she won't do that, but she'll save it for those who want to stay. No, neither. Okay. So I prepared a 20-minute speech for you. No, just kidding. No, I was told to focus on mothers because it's, you know, Mother's Day. Father's Day gets a bad rap. It always gets forgotten. But Mother's Day, so years ago, I think this was maybe after I was on a phone call with my sister, I just started penciling some thoughts. And it was a one-draft effort, just kind of came right out. I don't know how. I don't take a lot of credit for it because I don't usually do that. And since then, I've used it and people have really appreciated it. So I thought I would share it today. It's got a really profound name, title. A homily on Mother's Day. Deep thoughts. Okay. To a woman. Something happened the moment when God first spoke your name and made you woman. From the depths of your heart and even your developing womb, there began to stir a longing to love, a longing to hold, a longing to cherish, a longing to comfort, a longing to support, a longing to encourage, a longing even to weep with others. From your innermost being, there arose over the years a deepening desire to be loved, to be appreciated, to be needed, to be admired, to be chosen by another equal to you and by others smaller than you. Your heart was forged with a capacity to suffer and to sacrifice like no other. Over time, your sensitivity to all these things has become an ever more refined and ever more expansive gift, O woman. God was preparing you for something you are going to carry, or have already carried, throughout your life. There is a name which so uniquely encompasses the gift of all these passions stirring in the natural heart of woman. We call it motherhood, and is most appropriately spelled with a capital M. We see it in those whom God has chosen to entrust with children of their own, and also in those who have been called to the higher form of spiritual motherhood. We see it in their desire to nurture, to care for, to accompany those around them. We see it in so many places, perhaps in the woman we were privileged to call our own mom, perhaps still more in those women we know under a different title. We see it in the birthday and Christmas cards they seldom forget to send us, often outnumbering those we remember to send to them. We see it in their long phone calls, filled with an earnest desire simply to hear about my day, just because. We see it in their long emails, and at times their even longer text messages, reminding us that someone is constantly thinking about us or praying for us. We see it when we actually decide to answer that phone call, email, or text, and when we don't, only to receive another one later on. We see it in those who have no child of their own, but selflessly bestow their affection, time, and talents to enrich the children of others. We see it on the days when they smile, and especially on the days we know it's hard for them to smile. We pray for these in a special way today. We pray also for those who tragically have lost a child they were given. We know their heart still echoes night after night, "Would that it had been me in your place." Who can fathom such immense suffering that accompanies such fathomless love? We've seen it during those late nights they spent waking up with us when we needed to be fed. We've seen it on the late nights they spent waiting up for us to be sure we were safe coming home. We've seen it in their steadfast company when we were sick, and in their heartfelt compassion when we were sad. We see it in their enthusiasm when we followed God's voice to do what was needed of us, and in their patient, prayerful resilience, encouraging us to turn back to him when we've gone astray. We even saw it in our heated arguments with them, Why, after we yelled at them in anger or said to them those unforgettable words we most regret, and nevertheless, they've never left our side. We see it when we felt that they were that we were their favorite, only to then realize that such capacity to love almost exceeds having favorites. We see it in their tight motherly embrace every time we've left the house and every time we've come home. And we see it even more when they can hold on to us no longer and have to let go. Today we pray for these women who in some way have carried to us this gift we call motherhood, those feminine riches which are poured out upon us so abundantly, so selflessly, so unconditionally. What a debt of gratitude we owe to this feminine love. What a mystery is motherhood. We thank God for the abundant gifts He's chosen to pour out upon us through such precious, beautiful channels. Perhaps we can say we have received no greater gifts and no greater instruments than such as these. May God bless you, O woman, and may you never grow tired under the wealth of blessings your motherly heart carries to us. Or, if you have grown tired under that burden, may God heal you and strengthen you, because we need you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.